I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
We go right, we go left, we go local, we go state. What is this? There's so much to talk about with Donald Trump and the FBI and everything that happened this weekend, but we promised a touche that would be about Illinois politics.
There's nothing to see in Washington, Justin. There's nothing. Firing, schmiring, Mueller, schmuller, this is nothing. What's really hot is Illinois, baby.
You guys have been both covering the national scene, of course, but also the local. You guys are always been involved with local politics here. Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy. Tonight, we get a little handicap on what we can expect tomorrow with the election and election results. Good to see you guys. Why don't we start with the governor's race?
I'm ready to make predictions.
You're already on the prediction train.
People are going to vote tomorrow.
Well, they already voted.
People are going to count the votes tomorrow.
Well,
we're going to have winners and losers tomorrow.
And in fairness,
those are my predictions.
Chris made a prediction about Jeannie Ives before she even entered the race.
Jeannie's going to win. I'm telling you, man. Jeannie's got it going downstate. She's winning 7 out of every 10 Republican primary voters down there, give or take. This is according to my own personal polling.
And
I want to tell you, she's going to get probably a little better than 50-50 split up in a, you know. But, and that's only because so many folks have been taken in by the lies. The damnable lies. Or as Woody Allen said, it's a sham of a travesty of a sham. And that's what we've got from a mockery of a travesty of a shit. One of the great movies of all time. Anyway, Jeannie will win.
Chris is bananas.
Do you think that Jeannie Ives has a chance to win?
Do I think she has a chance? If turnout is really, really low in the Republican primary, and I mean really low, so all the moderates stay home or some crossover.
Moderates. What Republican Party are you talking about? Moderates.
Yes, good point. There are no moderates. In the
Pat Brady loses his way to the polls?
Yes. So,
James.
If the Republican moderates take a break all you have are the crazy right wingers like Chris over here, then Jeannie Ives could
crazy.
Win. But barring some miracle, I suspect that Rauner is going to win fairly comfortably.
And let me guess who you are going to predict as the winner of the Democrat, also made before the beginning of the race.
Yeah, well, let's make that move.
Come on, Dave.
You've been involved
belly
with
up.
J.B. Pritzker. You've been involved in his campaign.
No, I'm saying T.O. Hardeman.
Oh, you say
is going to win.
All right,
no.
So Jake, okay. let's make a move over to the Democrat side. This one is much more.
Well, actually, before we get off the Republicans, I just have to say, Rauner is saying things lately that's just crazy. It's like Mike Madigan is so deeply ingrained in his brain. Today he gave a press conference, and in I think 6.5 minutes he said the name Madigan 31 times.
He has no center.
They counted it. It's like Madigan has taken up a permanent luxury penthouse in Rauner's brain, and he needs an exorcism to get rid of it. It's crazy time.
And, you know, he'll be able to start on Thursday. He can go to some place like Canyon Ranch and wear a fluffy robe and slippers and walk around.
We don't need the visual, Chris.
Let me ask you. We're having fun. We're joking around. But
they can have fun.
But there was a time when you were in the studio, maybe not mine, but at a different time when Bruce Rauner was running for governor, that you were sternly behind him.
I supported the guy.
So tell me, where did it go wrong? Why are so many Republicans like yourself that are making a mockery of Rauner's re-election campaign?
Because Rauner made a sham of a mockery of an outrage of a mockery of a sham or whatever.
Of an administration.
Of his administration. Yeah. You know, I don't think that he had any. I think people don't care so much. Regular people, not like Dave and me. Regular people, like the people who are listening to us as they're driving their car right now, care about results. And they care about the state and whether or not the state is going to be sound enough so that they can keep living here when their grandchildren are here, or if their grandchildren are even going to be here. Are their kids even going to get jobs here? I think people are worried about the economic stability of the state and the fiscal stability of the state of Illinois. And Rauner seemed like a terrific guy. He said, I have no social agenda. I'm going to address all of these balance sheet income statement issues. He had the background to do it. And a lot of us were... I was neutral in the primary. I supported all four of the candidates, you know, Bill Brady, Kirk Dillard. I took them all to lunch or dinner or coffee or tea or whatever and talked to all of them, gave them ideas, whatever. And I thought, you know, Rauner could be the outsider type of guy who goes, he got down there. He had no clue what he was doing. And then he got into this crazy thing that David is alluding to, or not alluding, but mentioning this whole thing about this fixation on Madigan with no sense of how he would ever pay that off. And when he never paid it off, he made Madigan look big and strong and Rauner himself look weak and puny and really naive.
Okay, well, let me ask.
And that's what he did in Today. I mean, that was what struck me watching him, his obsession with Madigan, literally 31 times in 6 minutes, is that he just looks weak.
Okay, but
let me say this, and abortion on demand,
yeah, okay. But these guys at this stage in their game, when they're running the campaign, they know they've crunched the data. Nothing is done accidentally. There is a disdain. There is a disdain for the Speaker of the House in the state of Illinois, Mike Madigan, a Democrat.
Yes,
and he's running on that disdain. He's using it against Jeannie Ives. He's using it against J.B. Pritzker. He's using it all over the place. And like you just said,
I think he used it against my mom.
He might have. Right. But the question
against
is
his own grandfather.
You know, right. As Chris talks about how Republicans are dissatisfied. You know, a lot of some of the sounds like the dissatisfaction is that he wasn't able to move forward any of the things that he wanted to move forward because he was stymied by a Speaker of the House that does not want to change.
Well, you know, in fairness, and I have been critical of the Speaker, as Chris knows, but in fairness, I don't care whether Bonnie Smith was Speaker of the House. The things that Rauner wanted to get done were not going to get through this legislature. You had 71 Democrats, and the 71 Democrats who were strongly supportive of labor rights, for example. Well, one of the earliest meetings that Rauner had with Northside Democrats talking about labor, he walks into the meeting and he says, "Okay, we've had fun here at the mansion, but now let's get down to business. First thing we all have to agree upon is that unions are killing our state, and we must destroy them in order to move forward."
What an idiot.
And that's just
I mean, I agree with that statement, but if you're going to go on that limb, you better well be, as we used to say in the tree business, crotched in someplace higher. You've got to have a safety rope and a harness.
Strategy-wise,
and he would get out there. Right. He would make these outlandish statements, or he would get into these crazy positions against Madigan and have no idea of how it was going to pay off.
Well, and had he said that the problem we have is public sector unions, there are a lot of Democrats who would have agreed with him. But by attacking all unions, he unified labor in a way that had not been done in the state in decades.
Now, this is a huge point that David is making, and someday there will be a history of the Rauner era, and I think it's going to come out in full force.
Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy in studio tonight. We're doing an Illinois version of Touche. When we come back, we'll talk about the Democrat side and then go down ballot here on Touche. Stay with us.
I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy are here. Let's talk Democrat primary. J.B. Pritzker was the front runner the entire time. Daniel Biss and Chris Kennedy. Polls came out this weekend that said that Chris Kennedy jumped ahead of Daniel Biss. What do we think? And, you know, let's start with you, Dave. I mean, do you think that this is J.B.'s that he's going to win this thing?
Yes.
Where did J.B. go wrong?
No, look, I think that JB ran a smart race. It's not just the money. I told people this a year ago. If you're looking at JB just as a wallet, you're missing the bigger picture. He's a nice guy. He's a super nice guy. He's likable. He's approachable. People meet him and they're like, wait, you're a billionaire? So I think that's been really helpful. Chris Kennedy did not run a good race for most of the time. I think he's done much better the last 2 weeks. And the question is, will it be enough? And my guess is that it won't be. I think JB's going to do pretty well. I think he's going to win by a fairly decent lead. And then we go strong, unify, and take out Rauner in the fall.
What do you think of J.B. Pritzker, Chris Roebling?
Well, I mean, everybody knows I like the guy a lot, personal level. I want to say he's the most normal billionaire I know, but I also want to say he's the most abnormal billionaire I know, because he's the only billionaire I know. But he is a truly great guy. And but all screwed up on the issues and terribly liberal and insensitive to the regular person in Illinois or the regular family, because all he wants to do is say yes to Mike Madigan and send more money to the public employee unions. And that is going to cause the fiscal disaster that awaits us if you don't vote for Jeannie Ives. Did I mention voting for Jeannie Ives?
We already did the Ives.
I'm sorry.
But my point, I mean, let me ask you, Chris, when you have Tribune investigations that come out in the last week about offshore holdings and taxes and really painting the picture of an out-of-touch billionaire who is hiding money, does that hurt? Does that hurt a candidate like
Jamie Pritzker? This is what we used to call, with that guy, I forget his name, but anyway, you know, the guy who ended up being worked over by the Tribune and David Axelrod in the Senate race, Ryan, I forget, who am I talking about?
Jack Ryan.
Blair Hall.
Jack Ryan. Yeah. And, you know, you run for county board president, you get out all of your dirt, you get out all of your unclean laundry, and it doesn't make a big bit of difference if you're a Republican, because nobody expects you to win county board president, but you get all that stuff out, then you can come back and run for Senate nomination or something like that. All of it's old news. JB, I think, unfortunately, and this is not David's fault, but somebody did not sort of fully program the vulnerabilities and how to front them early on so that they wouldn't play any role in the final, you know, days. I think JB pulls it out, but I don't think any of us should take our eye off Chris Kennedy.
Look, it was a little challenging. And again, I don't speak on behalf of JB. I don't speak on behalf of his campaign. I work with him on the business side. That said, you know, Bruce Rauner put millions and millions of dollars into the primary race against JB to try to get rid of him because he doesn't want to face him in the fall because he's the only one who can't who won't let Rauner do what he wants to do, which is to define him on March 21st. So he ran against JB. The Tribune put their thumb on the scale by doing this thing, you know, 5 days before the vote.
You don't think they support Rauner, do you?
No, but they...
Over JB?
Yes, they do, absolutely,
you do?
Unquestionably.
I don't. I think the newsroom would rather see Kennedy or Biss, frankly.
Let's just say I know people who suggested to me that the Tribune was putting their thumb on the scale.
They were not happy with Rauner at the end of the...
In any event, bottom line is, you know, you got to put on the big boy pants if you're going to run for the big job, and he did, and I think he'll survive this, and we'll move forward.
Attorney General's race, you know, Pat Quinn versus Kwame Raoul and Jesse Ruiz and Nancy Rotering and Scott Drury. If you were thinking that Scott
and Sharon Farrelly.
Who are these people anyway?
I mean, this is a race that, you know, really pits old versus new when it comes to Democrat politics.
Yeah, I mean, this race is really interesting because the smart money was that Pat Quinn was going to do the win because everybody knew Pat Quinn, is comfortable with Pat Quinn. You know, he comes on, does his ads. You know me. I'm not a witch. Oh, wait, sorry. That was an old ad in a different state. But, you know me. And I think that there's a chance that it can work. The problem is that Pat Quinn lost because he was a terrible governor. And so a lot of people remember that, and they're not really that anxious to put him back in power. That said, Kwame Raoul is an ethically challenged candidate who has ethical conflicts of interest up the yin-yang and doesn't have any sensitivity to it. So it's a problem.
I'm going to be surprised if Kwame doesn't pull it out, and I think Pat Quinn would be a disaster for Illinois, although I do know the motto of his campaign is we're going to make the will of the people, the law of the land.
Oh, good God, not again.
Anyway, I also want to say this. On the Republican side, we have a fresh face, Erica Harold, who is kind of making her first and a half race. I think she may have run for a few months for Congress or something. But anyway, Erica Harold is a former Miss America, and she's an attorney from downstate. She went to Harvard Law School. She put herself through Harvard Law School. And there's another guy, Gary Grasso, out in DuPage County.
Yeah.
And he's kind of a working attorney type guy. I mean, so is Erica. Erica's
Come on, we got to get to Berrios.
And Berrios is going to win.
Well, there's...
I think Erica Harold started off strong, got weak, but has been coming back. And that's no offense to Gary. I don't, you know, I'm not...
I think Erica Harold wins. And I will say that if Kwame Raoul is the nominee, I would be fearful that she would win in the fall.
Yep.
Joe Berrios, the incumbent assessor, man, talk about a campaign for the ages. This has just been one against investigations and everything in between, up against a newcomer who's a progressive, Fritz Kagi. What do you think on this one?
Fritz Kagi is he's a terrific guy. He's, I think, got integrity all day long. He's got the brains to do a great job. And I think that he's going to probably have a tough time getting 50% plus one.
Yeah, I think that Fritz Kagi has a shot. I think he's got a decent shot. A lot of younger people are voting, and they're going to want to vote against Berrios. What was really interesting is that probably about half the ward organizations didn't include Joe Berrios in their palm cards.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I think that Kagi has a shot. Berrios is feeling confident, and I think in the end, Kagi pulls it out in a squeaker.
All right. So what race are you, the ones we haven't mentioned, Chris, which one should we be thinking
congressional,
about?
Congressional, there's a challenge to Adam Kinzinger downstate, and that's by a conservative. We'll see. I mean, if he is hooked on to the Jeannie Ives, I think Jeannie Ives is doing very well downstate. And if they've hooked up in that race, I think that could be a sleeper.
Keep an eye on another congressional. Bill Lipinski has not had a serious challenge, and he's got a progressive woman coming up against him, Marie Newman. I predict that Marie Newman pulls this race out.
Oh, there we go. Well, you guys will be a part of our WGN Radio broadcast.
Where can we hear that broadcast?
WGNradio.com, as well as on the app. Tomorrow night, we will have live elections results here on WGN. Dave Lundy, Chris Roebling will be a part of it. Good job tonight, guys.
Thank you.